listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone! Thank you for joining us sa ating online Sunday service. Masaya po kami na magkakasama ulit tayo ngayong hapon na to. But before we proceed with our online service ngayong hapon na to, gusto po namin kayong imbitahan lahat na mag-join din sa ating on-site services. Tama po yung nadinig nyo. Balik na tayo sa ating on-site services sa Victory Center natin sa Robinson's Metro East. We would like to invite you to join in our services ng 11 a.m. at 2 p.m. Okay, just register lang po every Saturday as early as 9 a.m. Pwede na po tayong mag-register. But take note, okay, since we are still in a season of pandemic, okay, the current provision that the government has for us for indoor gathering is for those who are fully vaccinated, ibig sabihin po, naka-two dose na, and more than 14 days na po silang nakapag-vaccine. And at the same time, ang age po dapat 18 years old hanggang 65 years old, okay? Kasi nga po, we are a church who wants to honor God, and God is the one who allows us to honor the government that God has put to us at this season. So kaya po, for the safety of everyone, sundin po natin itong guidance ito. And again, kita-kita po tayo. Sana magkita-kita po tayo face-to-face sa on-site services natin. Alright? So today, let's talk about the preaching of God's Word. We are in a series entitled Nearness. Can you say that? Nearness. Okay? In this series, we're talking about God's presence in our lives and how faithful He is in the covenant that He has given us, the promises that He has given every one of us. So ituloy po natin yung usapan natin dito. Okay, so I realized, okay, that when you talk about hearing and listening, magkaiba po yun. Hearing is different from listening. I remember one time, I was driving with my wife, and during that time, my wife was enjoying, okay, a bunch of pistachio nuts. So enjoy na enjoy po siyang kumakain, ako naman po nagda-drive. And syempre, she would share those pistachios to me. So aabutan niya po ako, and then I would put it in my mouth and crush it. So ganun po yung routine habang nagda-drive kami. Then all of a sudden, I told my wife, alam mo Hans, medyo masakit yung ulo ko ngayon. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. And then I've noticed na yung wife ko po medyo nag-aalala. But syempre, since we're still driving, tuloy lang po yung drive ko. Tuloy din po yung pagkain niya ng pistachio tsaka pag-aabot niya sa akin ng pistachio na sinusubo ko din. But along the way, okay, may sinabi siya. Sabi niya, Han, kainin mo na tong Advil, yung pain reliever. Kasi masakit yung ulo mo, di ba? And then I just passively said, sure, honey. And then I grabbed what she was handing me, the Advil, and put it in my mouth and crushed it in my mouth. Can you imagine that? Okay, dinurog ko po yung Advil, yung capsule ng Advil sa bibig ko. You know why? Because all along, I thought, ang sinusubo ko ay yung pistachio nut. And imagine the experience. It was so horrible po yung lasa. Sobrang pait. Sobrang, as in, nasa middle ako ng road, gusto ko nang tumigil, gusto ko nang mag-ilabas lahat yung kinain ko. Pero hindi ko magawa kasi nasa gitna ako ng pagdadrive. It was really so painful. It was acidic to my mouth and to my throat. It was such a bad experience. And then, nung nakatabi na po ako, I was even telling my wife, Han, bakit mo naman ako binigyan ng Advil? Okay? Nangyari tuloy yon. And then she told me, iba sabi ko sa'yo, bibigyan kita ng Advil kasi masakit yung ulo mo. And then, right there, I realized, it was my fault all along. I was hearing her, but I was not listening to her. What happened there was a bad experience that could have been avoided if I was only listening to her. And because I was not listening to her, I was not able to fully receive the act of love and the expression of love that she has towards me. That's a classic example of the difference of hearing being different from listening. You see, I'm sharing that because pag tinignan po natin yung hearing and listening, magkaiba talaga. Kasi pag pinag-usapan ng hearing, it could be accidental, it is involuntary, and most of the time, it is effortless. Pero pag listening, it is focused, voluntary, and intentional. I'm sharing all these things about hearing and listening because I want to ask these questions to you. Is it possible that God is speaking the words of love that He has for every one of us and we are not listening? Is it possible that some of us are experiencing bad things in this life as a result of not listening to God? Or is it possible that we are feeling not loved by our God simply because we failed to listen to the very words of love that God has for every one of us? Today, I do believe that God wants to speak to every one of us. And my prayer and my hope is that we would not just hear the reading of God's word, we would listen to our God. Can we do that? Let's open our Bibles from the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, and we're going to read from verses 12 to 16. I'm reading in the New Living Translation. Let me read that for you. Sabi doon, the verse 12, "Listen to me, O family of Jacob, Israel, my chosen one. I alone am God, the first and the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth, my right hand that spread out the heavens above. When I call out the stars, they all appear in order. Have any of your idols ever told you this? Come, all of you, and listen. The Lord has chosen Cyrus as his ally. He will use him to put an end to the empire of Babylon and to destroy the Babylonian armies. I have said it. I am calling Cyrus. I will send him on this errand and will help him succeed. Come closer and listen to this. From the beginning, I have told you plainly what would happen. And now the sovereign Lord and his spirit have sent me with this message." Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word for every one of us. Thank you, Father, for indeed you are a God who's not just communicating, you are speaking the very words of love that you have for every one of us. And thank you that today you would awaken our hearts. You would allow us to hear you and listen to you. And thank you, Father, that your very words would transform our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right? So we're actually reading a text from the book of Isaiah. Now, this is a prophecy that was written by Isaiah. And when he was talking about this, he was saying something that would happen in the future. Take note po na nung past weeks, I said in chapter 39 that Isaiah was prophesying, was saying that sometime in the future, the Israelites would actually be conquered by the Babylonians to the point that they would become exile. Now here in Isaiah 48, he's speaking even farther in the future, speaking to the Israelites during the time that they are already exiles in Babylon. So yun po yung context nung pinag-uusapan natin. And here we would see that God is speaking the very words that they should hear. Pero ang tanong, are they listening? You see, pag tinignan po natin tayong mga tao, okay, so may katabi ka bang tao? May katabi ka bang mukhang tao? Kung may katabi ka pong tao, this is the reality of us. We are not really good listeners. In fact, a study shows that an average person only remembers 25% of the things that he hears. Kahit pa ang dami nating nadidinig, dami nagsasalita sa paligid natin, 25% lang ang ating nare-retain. And why is that? Why is it that people are finding it hard to listen? For some, they find it hard because they are distracted. For some people, because they are not interested. For some people, ayaw nilang makinig kasi they would rather speak. Gusto nila sila yung pinapakinggan. And that's exactly the case when it comes to the Israelites. Okay? Especially po sa text na binasa natin. God is speaking, yet they are not listening. God is speaking, yet they are not listening. Balikan po natin yung binasa nating text kanina. Sabi kasi doon, "I alone am God, the first and the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth, my right hand that spent out the heavens above." Okay, when I call out the stars, they all appear in order. So, minsan, mapapawonder ka pag binabasa mo yung text ito, bakit ba sinasabi ni God to? Bakit ba dinidescribe niya yung sarili niya? Ano yung mga nagawa niya? I want you to know the context during this time. Again, I said, they are already in exile. They are already under the rule of the Babylonian Empire. They are now far from the promised land that God has given them. So, many of the questions that they have has something to do with God's control, God's sovereignty, God's love for them, God's promises for them. So here we would see that God is reminding them, nakalimutan niyo na ba na this is me? This, that I am the God who created everything, that I am the God who is this powerful. And then he said here in verse 14, the Lord has chosen Cyrus as his ally. He will use him to put an end to the empire of Babylon and to destroy the Babylonian armies. I have said it, I am calling Cyrus, and I will send him to this errand and will help him succeed. From the beginning, I have told you plainly that this would be, that it would happen. Okay? Na mangyayari po ito sa buhay nila. Simply put, ano yung sinasabi dito ni God? Okay, bakit niya ba kailangang ulit-ulitin itong mga bagay na to? Bakit niya kailangang banggitin itong mga to sa Israelites? This is what he's saying. He is saying actually that God is faithful to His covenant. He is saying that He would remain true to His promises, na yung pinangako niya sa kanila, tutuparin niya no matter what. It may seem like it's not happening. It may seem like it's impossible, but because I am that God who is powerful, I am that God who is faithful, I would fulfill my covenant with you. I would fulfill the promises that I have for you. God was saying here, by saying those statements about Cyrus, about the Babylons being overwhelmed or overcome, na God has not abandoned His people. That God would redeem them, that God would restore them, that God would bless them, that God loves them, and that God cares for them. Lahat po ito sinasabi ni God through the actions that He was saying, through the words that He was speaking. God is speaking, they are just not listening. Yun po yung nangyayari dito. Now, why am I saying all this? I'm saying that because is it possible that God is also speaking to us and we are not listening? Sometimes we get so caught up with the things happening around us, with the challenges that we're facing, especially nowadays na may pandemic, may pinagdadaanan po tayong lahat. Sometimes we get caught up with those things and we fail to see that God is actually speaking to us. Is it possible that God is speaking to you even right now? The question is, are you listening? Are you hearing the very words that God wants you to receive at this very moment? Pag tinignan po natin yung mga Israelites, they have their reasons. Okay, may explanation kung bakit hirap na hirap silang madinig si God. Una, their relationship with God is superficial. It's superficial. We would see in chapter 48 in verse 1, sabi doon, ito yung description sa kanila, who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or right. Because I know that you are obstinate, your neck is an iron sinew and your forehead brass. Sinasabi dito parang ginagawa nyo nga yung rituals, ginagawa nyo nga yung the works when it comes to following God, but at the end of the day, pag tingnan natin yung puso nyo, it's not genuine. You don't really have a genuine relationship with God. Panglabas lang, pakitang tao lang yung meron sa inyo. Kaya ngayong nangungusap ako sa inyo, ngayong may sinasabi ako sa inyo, hindi nyo nadidinig. Hindi nakakapasok sa inyong mga puso yung mensahe ng ating Panginoon. Their relationship with God was superficial. And sometimes, we have to ask ourselves, is it possible na ganun din yung dahilan sa atin? Maybe we are here and we're attending services, we are doing the works of a quote-unquote Christian individual. Tipong pag tinignan ka ng kaopisina mo, pag tinignan ka ng mga kaibigan mo, mukhang Kristiyano naman to. Kasi kapag tinanong mo is God good? Sabi niya, yes, God is good. Amen. May mga ganun ka pa. Pag kumakain ka, ang tawag mo, ang description mo sa pagkain mong masarap, anointed. Mukhang Christian. But the question is, genuine ba talaga yung relationship natin kay God? Or is it superficial? Because chances are, if it's superficial, we would also have a hard time listening to God. Another reason for the Israelites kung bakit sila nahihirapan na makinig sa ating Panginoon ay sa dahilang they have been immersed to the ungodly culture for so long. Antagal na kasi nilang exile in Babylon. Antagal na nilang exposed dun sa culture where the worship is all about idols. the practices are all about the gods of Babylon, hindi yung God of Israel. So, makikita nyo dito, they have been away from their temples, they have been away from the regular feast that they're doing to honor God. Yung mga religious gathering that they are doing to honor their God, the God of Israel, was not being practiced for a very long time. Okay, can you remember yung ginawa kina Daniel and his three friends kay Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Ganun yung pinagdadaanan nila. They were forcefully immersed or sapilitan silang pina-embrace dun sa culture, sa practices ng Babylon. And probably because nandun sila for the longest time, yung mga nadidinig nila yung victories and exploits ng mga Babylonian armies. Yung sikat sa kanila, yung bida sa kanila, yung mga heroes sa mga pag-iisip nila, yung mga Babylonian na, yung mga gods na ng Babylon. No wonder, when God is now speaking to them, when God is now telling them His very words of love, the promises that God would redeem them, they're now having a hard time receiving it. They're now having a hard time perceiving the very words that God has for them. You see, sometimes ganun din tayo eh. I'm not here to question your Christianity. But what I want to ask is, what culture or what environment are we immersed to? San ba tayo exposed? San ba tayo babad? When it comes to the time that we have, ano ba yung saan nauubos yung oras natin? Ano yung primary influence na nakukuha natin? Si Netflix ba? Si Facebook ba? Or probably, sino yung mga barkada natin? Godly influence ba yung mga godly conversations ba yung involved tayo? O puro yung mga green jokes, mga puro kalokohan na usapan? Sino mga nakakausap natin? Are there people who speaks about the love that God wants us to spread to the world? Or are we speaking to people na puro hate, puro cancel, puro rejection ang gustong gawin sa mga taong hindi nila gusto sa mundong ito? Are we immersed in the culture that is away from God, or are we immersed in a culture that is for God, that is close to God? You see, that was the culture that the Israelites during that time was immersed in. No wonder this is what God said. Sa simula pa lang po ng chapter 48, God started the reminder by saying, listen. Can you say that with me? Listen. And that's the very word na simulan din nating basahin kanina in verse 12. Pag pinag-usapan kasi nga natin yung listen, sabi natin kanina, it's meant to be focused, it's meant to be voluntary, it's meant to be intentional. And I do believe that's the very word that God has for us today as well. God is asking us, God is exhorting us today. Church, my people, my children, listen. Listen. Now, three things na makikita natin sa scripture na binigay na exhortation ni God when it comes to listening to His words. Una, sabi sa verse 12, listen to me, O family of Jacob. The Israelites were primarily instructed to listen to God, to focus on Him. They may have been exposed to the culture of the Babylonian Empire. They may have been listening to many other stories from their Babylonian friends. But at the end of the day, God was saying, listen to me. If there's a source of information, of identity, of lahat ng mga tinatanggap mong input sa buhay mo, sabi ni God, sa akin mo kunin. And I think the same goes for us. The primary input, the primary source of the things that we receive is meant to be coming from God. That's why we are to listen to God. If you would imagine an object for that, it's probably a radio. Okay, di ba pag may radio tayo, yung mga lumang radyo ng mga lolo at lola natin, may mga pina-fine-tune pa tayo sa knob. Kasi hinahanap natin yung right frequency. Kasi pag hindi tama or in tune yung right frequency, malabo, garbled, noisy, maingay, hindi clear yung sinasabi from the other end. Minsan ganun din tayo. If our hearts and our mind is not focused on God or in tune or naka-channel sa right frequency ni God, guess what? It's hard to listen to the very words that He has for us. You see, God is speaking His words of love. Hindi yung mga sinabi ko kaninang promises ni God, it's not just for Israel, it's also for all of us. That God would bless us, that God loves us, that God cares for us, that God would be there to help us, redeem us, restore us. those words are for us as well. The question is, are we listening to God? Sometimes if we would listen to the world, we would listen to other people, all we get are discouraging things. Sometimes we question our identity, we doubt our potential, we doubt our future. Why? Because the sources that we have, the words that we receive are not coming from God. But God is saying, here, listen to God. Listen to Him. Because as we listen to Him, He would speak the very words of love that He has for us. He would define our identity and He would direct our path to the path that would honor Him, to the path that would bless our lives. Listen to God. You see, importante po na makinig tayo sa tamang source because it doesn't just affect how we think, it affects how we behave, how we live our lives. Therefore, God is encouraging us. Let's listen to God. Listen to Him alone, listen to Him primarily. Second exhortation that we would see from that scripture na binasa natin kanina is for us to listen together. Sabi sa verse 14, come all of you and listen. This was an invitation that God gave to the people of Israel. He was saying, yes, you are to listen to me, but don't just listen alone. Listen with the rest of the Israelites. Listen together. Listen with others. You see, ang ganda po ng invitation ni God because He was asking them to have a clearer understanding of the words that He has for them. Hindi po ba pagka may kasama tayong nakikinig, mas madali nating naiintindihan yung pinakikinggan natin? Why? Kasi meron tayong nakakausap or natatanong kung tama ba yung nadinig natin? Meron ba tayong na-miss doon sa sinabi niya? Diba, I love attending meetings where meron akong mga classmate or meron akong mga kasama kasi pag may na-miss akong detail, pwede kong tanungin, Pastor Alfred, tama ba yung sinabi ni Pastor Romel? Pastor Mar, tama ba yung nadinig ko? Or tama ba yung pagkaintindi ko? It also helps us na ma-avoid yung mga misinterpretation. Minsan kasi pag mag-isa lang tayong nag-i-interpret, dun pumapasok yung misinterpretation. Kasi we're just trying to understand it with the limited knowledge, limited understanding that we have. Kaya nga sinasabi ni God dito, don't just listen to me alone. Listen together. Listen with other Israelites. Come and listen to me with everyone that I call my people. And true enough, that was the invitation to them. And isa rin pong malaking tulong kapag listening together, it helps us avoid doubt. Kung tama ba yung nadinig natin, it gives us confirmation na tama. Ito yung sinabi ng Panginoon, that God loves you, that God cares for you, that God would redeem you. You see, I so appreciate that design that God has for us, that when it comes to listening to Him, yes, we can listen to Him individually, personally, but we could also listen to Him congregationally. Kaya nga po nung tinawag tayo ni God para maging tagasunod niya, God already designed us to be part of a church. Here in Victory, we have what we call Victory Groups. We do that just kasi hindi lang dahil masayang magkaroon ng kaibigan. We're doing that because we want to listen to God together. We want to hear God's words of love to us spoken together with other people. Doon sa Victory Group, doon sa community, church community na meron tayo, doon tayo nakakadinig ng mas malinaw sa ating Panginoon. During those times na clouded tayo, mas nadidinig natin yung salita ng the world, yung salita ng enemy. Ang sarap na may ibang nakikinig kasama natin sa boses ng ating Panginoon na magre-remind sa atin na, Jerry, hindi ka talunan. Jerry, may pag-asa pa. Jerry, may magiging maayos pa yung kinabukasan mo. Because they themselves are hearing from God. They themselves would help us listen to God. Why? Because we're not listening alone. We are listening together. That's why God is exhorting us, just like the Israelites, listen together. And lastly, makikita natin sa verse 16, sabi doon, come closer and listen to this. In other words, listen closely. Listen closely. Hindi po ba pagka may kausap ka, mas gusto mong kausap medyo malapitan? Parang ayaw mo naman yung kausap mo, sigawan kayo layo. Pare! Kamusta dyan? Parang ano? Parang ang layo. Kasi hindi kayo magkadinigan kasi you're not close together. But the natural instinct for us is if we want to hear clearly, if we want to understand what that person is saying, lalapit tayo. Lalapit tayo. Pupuntahan natin siya. And that's the exact picture that God wants us to have. So that we may understand Him, so that we may see His sincerity, so that we may understand the heart behind what He is saying. He was saying, come closer. Lapit ka. Don't let anything separate us. Separate us. Come closer. Sometimes, pag sinabi kasing being closer, sometimes ang naiisip natin, ano lang, distance. Pero minsan mapapaisip, paano ako ba lalapit kay God? Si God nasa heaven, nandito ako sa earth, nasa lupa ako. Sometimes we have to think na yung distance, it's not just about proximity distance na nasusukat. Sometimes distance is measured by the things that gets in the way. Ano ba yung mga things na sumasagabal sa pakikinig natin kay God? Ano ba yung mga distraction na meron sa buhay natin kaya hindi tayo makafocus kay God? When God is saying, listen to me closely or draw near to me, it's like God is saying, my son, my daughter, focus ka. Focus ka sa akin. And oftentimes, the very important thing that we need to do for us to focus on God is just to be silent. Can you say that? Silent. And what's so amazing about the word silent is, have you realized that the letters in the word silent are the same letters in the word listen? It's probably just a coincidence, but I do believe that silence or being silent is still the starting point of listening to God. We need to come to Him. Be silent. Sometimes, kung gusto natin makadinig kay God, hindi yung tayong daming sinasabi kay God. Yes, God wants to listen to us. God wants to hear our words. But God wants us to hear Him as well. Question is, when was the last time that we quieted ourselves before God? When was the last time that we silenced ourselves? That we took time to be silent? Yung walang ginagawa, walang distraction. Kung may kilala nga ako, nagkukulong pa sila sa CR. May iba lumalabas ng bahay, naglalakad. That's their only time for them to be silent. The question is, how about you? Do you have those silent moments in your lives so that you could listen to God? You see, God is speaking to us. He is speaking every moment in our lives. The only question is, are we listening? Are we listening? You see, it's important for us to listen to God because kahit nga po pa nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, we're doing that to listen to God. Kapag nagpe-pray tayo, we're doing that to listen to God. And we expect Him to speak. We expect Him to speak His words of love and direction to our hearts. When we are reading the Word, we're not just here to gather data. When we are praying, we're just not asking Him to tell us what to do. We're speaking to Him, or we're listening to Him, because we want to know Him, to develop that relationship. Kasi ngayon pong pandemic, every now and then may nakakaharap tayo na makakausap natin face to face. But one thing that I've noticed of myself, I don't know about you, pero pag hindi ko po kapamilya, ang usap namin, medyo 1 meter away, 2 meters away, dyan ka lang, di ko alam kung baka may dala kang virus. Pero kapag asawa ko po yung kausap ko, walang 1 meter, 1 meter. Halos kahit magkadikit na yung mukha namin, okay lang. Why? So that I could listen to her closely, but also so that I could listen and be intimate with her in that conversation. You see, ganun din po yung design ni God para sa atin. Maybe you're wondering, why would God ask me to listen to Him closely? Why would God ask me to draw closer to Him? You know why? Because He's not just about you listening to Him. He is about us building relationship with Him. Tinatayog tayo ni God. Lumapit sa Kanya, makinig sa Kanya. So that ultimately, that close relationship with Him would be established. Church, that is the exhortation that God has for us. He is calling us to listen. We are to listen to God. We are to listen together. We are to listen closely. Now as I close this, yung Israelites po, nahirapan silang makinig sa ating Panginoon. And I think, karamihan po sa atin, there are times that you are finding it hard to hear or listen to God. In fact, the Bible says that before our relationship with God, it's impossible for us to listen to God. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 that it's your sins that had cut you off from God. Because of your sins, He has turned away and will not listen anymore. Grabe. Hindi lang, in another translation, it says na hindi po si God yung hindi nakikinig sa atin, tayo yung hindi makadinig sa ating Panginoon. Why? Because the sin has caused that. But the good news is, the Bible says, God made a way. God made a way so that not just God would listen to us, God made a way so that we can listen to God. And hindi lang po listen na basta-basta lang, yung listen na malapitan. The Bible says, because of Christ, we can come near to our God. I want to read in Hebrews 10 verses 19 to 22 in the CEV. Sabi doon, my friends, the blood of Jesus gives us courage to enter the most holy place by a new way that leads to life. And this way takes us through the curtain that is Christ Himself. We have a great high priest who is in charge of God's house. So let's come near God with pure hearts and confidence that comes from having faith. Let's keep our hearts pure, our consciences free from evil, and our bodies washed with clean water. The Bible says it was the blood of Christ that made the way for us. It was Christ's sacrifice for us that made us able to listen to God. Church, let's not waste that sacrifice. Let's not waste that opportunity that Jesus has given us. Let's come together. Let's come to our God and let's listen to Him. Let's draw near to the God who speaks His love to us today and every day of our lives. Let us pray. God, we thank You for You are the God who speaks to Your people. Thank You, Father, that even today, You are speaking to all of us. You are speaking words of love. You are speaking words of encouragement. You are speaking words of comfort. You are speaking words that would direct us so that in this life, we could honor You. Lord, thank You for You are constantly speaking to every one of us. Father, I pray, Lord God, for the grace to be upon us, the grace to focus on You, the grace to lock in, Lord God, to the very words that You want us to receive, the very words that You want us to listen to. Father, I pray for the grace to say no to all the distractions, to all the things that captures our attention, yung mga things po na humahadlang sa pakikinig namin sa inyo, yung mga things na umaagaw ng oras namin na sinet aside namin para makinig sa inyo, Panginoon. Lord, we ask for Your grace. And thank You, Father, that even as we pray right now, You are starting to reveal kung ano yung mga bagay na yun sa buhay namin. God, thank You. Lord, for You would give us the grace to start prioritizing this time of listening to You. Lord, give us the grace, Lord God, na mag-adjust. Lord God, for some of us, we need to carve it early in the morning. For some of us, we need to carve it sometime in the evening or sometime within the day. Lord, kung saang oras man yun, Lord, give us that time. Give us that grace para makinig lang sa inyo, Panginoon, para madinig namin ang mga salita mo sa buhay namin. Lord, thank You. Thank You for the very words that You want to speak. Right now, I want to pray for some of you who are joining us online right now. I feel like there are some of you here, you know that you're a follower of God. You know that you have surrendered your life to Christ. Pero one thing that you know as well is that it's been such a long time since you heard from God. I don't know your concern. I don't know the reason. It's probably a struggle, a sin that you are involved in. It's probably because of the exposure that you are in right now. I don't know. But I do believe God is here. And God is saying, my son, I'm talking to you. My daughter, I'm speaking to you. Would you listen to me? Would you come to me? Today, God is inviting you. If that is you, and you're saying, Lord, I want to hear you. I want to know you. I want to go back to that intimate conversations with you. Let me pray for you. Let me speak God's grace to you right now. Bow your heads with me. Lord, I pray for these people who are joining us. Lord, you know exactly how much they missed hearing from you, listening to your words. Lord, I pray for your grace to be upon them. Lord, thank you, God, that at this very moment, God, you are speaking to them. You're assuring them of your love. You're assuring them, God, that you are for them. And you are assuring them, Lord, that, Lord, you would restore them and rescue them in the very situation that they are in. For some of them, Lord God, uhaw na sila sa mga sasabihin mo. At salamat, Panginoon, dahil ngayon nga po, hindi ka lang nangungusap sa pagkakataong to, patuloy ka pong mangungusap sa mga buhay nila. Lord, I pray that you would bless their quiet times. Every time that they would pray, every time they would read the word, every time they would meditate on you, Lord, may you be the one to speak. And today, even declare na kayo po, Panginoon, yung mag-shut off nung lahat ng mga distraction, lahat ng mga kasinungalingan na galing sa enemy, Panginoon, tanggalin mong lahat. So that today and in the coming days, they would just hear from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Before I pray for the last group of people, I want to invite every one of you. Again, God invites us to listen to Him. But God also invites us to listen together. So let me invite you, okay? Kung wala pa po kayong Victory Group, kung wala kayong kakilala sa church community to, sa Victory Metro East, just tell it to us. Mag-wave, ano ka lang dyan, mag-wave emoji ka dyan sa comment section natin because we want to help you get connected, okay, to a group of people who would help you listen together to God. We are here for you. Alright? Last group of people, let me pray for you. If you are here and you don't have a relationship, a personal relationship with God yet, God is inviting you. This may be the very first time na napakinggan mo to, na kinausap ka ni God, God is inviting you. Would you have a personal relationship with Him through Jesus Christ? If you want to make that decision by surrendering your life to Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for giving me this opportunity to have a relationship with you, our God. Today, I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have done. Patawad, Panginoon, sa lahat ng aking pagkakasala. And today, Jesus, I receive your forgiveness. As I commit myself to you, as I commit to make you my Lord and Savior, Lord, let my life honor you. Panginoon, binibigay ko ng buong buo ang aking oras, ang aking kakayahan, lahat ng meron ako, sinusurrender ko sa iyo, Panginoon. And Lord, I pray that starting today, lagi na po akong makikinig, lagi na po akong susunod, at lagi na akong mabubuhay para sa iyo at para sa iyo lamang. Ito ay aking panalangin sa iyong anak na si Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given them. Lord, thank you that they listened to you and they are now going to walk honoring you for the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, kung ikaw yung nag-decision na yan, gusto ka naming tulungan. So, i-comment mo lang sa comment section natin ang prayer emoji. And we will reach out to you or probably contact us through these contact numbers. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Alright? So, can we pray? Can I speak a blessing to all of you who join us this afternoon? Lord, I pray for everyone who's here online. Salamat po, Panginoon, na ikaw po ang magpapala sa kanila. Bigyan mo sila ng iyong mga biyaya. At sana po mag-umapaw ang biyayang tatanggapin nila na magiging blessing din sila sa maraming tao sa paligid nila. Lord, throughout the week, speak to them. Allow them to listen to you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you everyone for joining us. See you next week sa online at on-site services natin. Bye-bye!
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.